about 100 demonstrators made up of city workers and union leaders took over a San Francisco Board of Supervisors meeting on Tuesday. Their loud chants forced the Board of Supervisors, who were set to discuss a budget plan, to recess about 30 minutes into its 2 p.m. regular meeting time. Protests continued for nearly 2 hours before police warned them to disperse. 11 of them were arrested. The board resumed its meeting around 4 p.m. The protest comes as the board continues to consider the mayor's proposed budget for the next 2 fiscal years. Mayor Lori's 2025 proposed budget includes significant cuts to city worker positions to address a roughly $800 million budget deficit. Of the 1,400 positions he plans to eliminate, most are currently vacant, but roughly 150 would be layoffs. Union leaders say the city does not have to slash public services to balance the budget. Instead, they urge officials to cut private contracts and tap into the city's nearly $1 billion in reserves. Sarah Perez is a city employee and SF vice president for IFPTE Local 21.
The layoffs are not necessary. I think that there are other options, and that is, you know, one, they can use reserves, they can make corporations pay their fair share in taxes, and they could look at other options, especially contracting out. Contracting out is one of the biggest issues that we have. There's no transparency around it, and they are, you know, outsourcing city workers' jobs that serve the public to private and nonprofit companies that are out of state.
Advocates say the layoffs are unnecessary and that San Francisco has better options to fill its budget gap. Union members say the mayor is calling for cuts to essential services while sparing private contractors and top-heavy management. Connie Chan, the Board of Supervisors budget chair, has already begun investigating an alternative. Instead of laying off frontline workers, she's looking at the possibility of eliminating vacant positions for city managers and potentially laying off managers. The city's budget analyst found that management positions are being filled at twice the rate of frontline jobs. Supervisor Jackie Fielder said in a statement, "Support the unions and support no layoffs." Meanwhile, Mayor Lori's office released a statement saying, "Mayor Lori's budget tackles the city's historic budget deficit head on. To do that amid serious uncertainty in the state and federal budgets, we can only spend the money we have. And the mayor made the painful decisions necessary to do that." The Board of Supervisors has until the end of July to finalize the city's budget. Advocates hope that in these next 2 months, there will be an opportunity to shift funding and restore cuts to programs. This is Sophia Rice-Alfani for Pacifica Radio News KPFA.